welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, Holiday Edition, Episode 2. Today we're reading Chapter 2 of the novel The Thanksgiving Letters by Daniel White III with his wife, Marika White. Alexander Fleming pulled open the drapes covering the windows of his office. The sunlight tumbled in to help brighten his newly decorated walls. He took his seat at his desk as he looked out into the bright sky. Reaching into his desk drawer, he thought, "I can't believe she's gone." He pulled out over a dozen pictures of his son. Those pictures meant more to him now. He thought back to the chance meeting between him and Fiona over 5 years ago. "Great throw, Art," Alexander Fleming shouted from the high school football stands. 17-year-old Art was his second child and second son. Art was on the football team, where he played quarterback. While other colleges were trying to recruit him, he had his goals set on a football scholarship at one of the top colleges in Florida. "Run, Charles, go!" a female voice was shouting behind him. "Take it in for the touchdown!" Charles played running back for the team, and some colleges were trying to recruit him as well. Alexander Fleming turned around to see an attractive lady who looked to be in her late 30s cheering on the young man who had caught Art's pass and was running to the end zone. She smiled as their eyes met and shouted again, "Go, Charles, go!" "Look at them," Fiona said, as other members of the team ran to congratulate Charles. Art high-fived him. "I told him to always give God thanks first." "That's a good thing to teach him," Alexander Fleming replied. "By the way, my name is Alexander Fleming, and my son Art is going to bring his team to victory at their final game." "I'm sure he will," Fiona said, accepting the extended hand. "My name is Fiona MacMillan." "Great play, son," Alexander said to him as they drove home that night. "Thanks, Dad. I really appreciate you coming out to cheer me on. It means so much to me." "You're quite welcome. I want you to pursue your dreams. Don't try to walk in my footsteps. You dream your own dreams and you follow them, and I'll always be there to support you." "You know, Dad, I wish Mom would come around. She's still upset that I have not chosen to be a lawyer like you. It has been 3 years now. Sometimes I wish she was like Charles's mother." "Oh, really? In what way?" "Well, she comes to just about all his practices and cheers him on. In fact, he says she's the reason he's playing as hard as he is right now." "All we can do for your mother is pray for her," Alexander said. Alexander Fleming and Fiona MacMillan were both present at each of their sons' football games. As they cheered their sons on and talked with each other, a more intimate relationship developed between them. "I'm having the whole team over for lunch. You're welcome to join us," Fiona said to Alexander one sunny afternoon after the boys' practice. "I think I'll take you up on your offer," he said. "Do any of you need a ride over to my place?" Fiona asked the players. "Hamburgers and hot dogs are all grilled and waiting in the oven. I even have a huge roast with potatoes in the crock pot for those who want a real meal." "We're all set, Miss MacMillan," Derek said. Some of the boys piled into Miss MacMillan's van and Mr. Fleming's SUV, while the other teammates followed in their own cars. It was a fun time as they chilled out in her backyard well into the night. Charles offered to drive those home who did not have transportation. "I'll be careful, Mom. You couldn't leave anyway. You have a guest," he said, referring to Art's father. "You'll have to entertain him longer, because Art's coming with me to drop the fellows off and to keep me company on the way back. Is that okay, Mr. Fleming?" "Sure, you all go ahead and hurry back. Be careful." "Wasn't that a fun time?" Fiona said. "I figured it would be good for them because after their last game they will go their separate ways." "Yes, that was thoughtful of you to do." "They'll never forget it," Alexander said. "Not much cleanup to do. The boys took care of that," she said, dropping a stray styrofoam plate into the trash and tying the bag off. "I'll take that," Alexander said, reaching down to take the trash bag. His hand rested on hers. Fiona turned her head to avoid looking at him. Alexander reached down and gently turned her head back towards his. As his eyes met, she blushed. "I'll take the trash out," she said hurriedly and nervously. Why don't you leave it until in the morning? Charles can take it out. Come on, you need to get some rest, Alexander said. Let's sit down and talk some more. I find you very interesting. Fiona allowed him to lead her to the couch, but eventually they ended up in her bedroom. Thanks for a great evening, Fiona said, putting her hair back in place. And I thank you, Alexander said, kissing her on the forehead. I wonder what is taking the boys so long, not that I want them back any time soon, he said, glancing at his watch. Fiona smiled as she made herself comfortable beside him on the couch. Well, I'm getting worried. I think I'll give them a call. She reached over to get her cell phone out of the drawer when she heard the familiar sound of her van horn. Ooh, thank God they're back, she said, hurrying to unlock the front door. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible also says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner, and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture." Thank you for listening, and may God bless you until next time.